Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Chof Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Please take note that today's shiur for Daf Chof Zayin begins on Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis, second line from the top. In our previous shiur for Daf Chavov, we had spilled over on our Daf Yomi quota onto Daf Chav Zayin, so we reached Daf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, second line from the top. On the side of the Gemara, you'll notice a Nosei Mivne heading, and we indicate that this topic will go till Daf Chav Ches Omid Aleph, and like in our previous year, today will be Mirtz Hashem spilling over our Daf Yomi onto Daf Chof Ches Omid Aleph till the Mishnah, where we basically have one topic at hand. The triangle that you see on the side and also featured in the text, there are two of them. They represent Nisyonos, attempts, Laharois, the Behemo Baalas Mum, that a Behemo that's blemished, in other words, an animal that was set aside to serve as a sacrifice, but it developed a blemish. Eino kistuma. This, of course, is a continuation of the topic we were discussing in our previous shiur, that if a nazir had set aside animals to serve as his nazir sacrifices, and let us say he died before completing his nazirus, and he left animals, we had made a distinction between, in the case of money, for example, if you have money that is defined, it's been earmarked, so one set of rules apply, and if the money are stumim, if the monies were not defined as to which money is to be used to buy which kind of sacrifice, so we saw that there was a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that the monies, even though there's demei chatos that's mixed in, the monies go l'nedova, they're used to purchase Ola sacrifices. We are not going to review all of what we've said. That, of course, was the topic of our previous Shiurim. However, in the course of what we had learned on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, Rav Nachman had made the point that if you have a behemo, you have behemos that the Nazir has set aside that developed blemishes, they were behemos balas mum, they are considered stuma. And as a result of that, so they would be sold and the monies would be used to buy ola sacrifices. We're, in this Gemara, going to raise from two Tanaic sources challenges to Rav Nachman's contention. Hagemur mevi amakoros, shanose shalahem, the topic of these sources is Hu ben shirot zilavi korbanoisov al yedei behemos or mois shaviv hishu l'shem korbanos shalatzmo. We're talking here about a son and a father who had set aside either animals or monies for the purchase of sacrifices that he himself needed, and the father died. Can the son use those animals or the monies for his own korban purposes? We don't have to necessarily dwell on the details of that particular topic, but we do have to see in learning these sources, the Gemara will of course point it out, where is there a reference to behemos, balois mum, not being treated as stumos. So now we take the Gemara from the second line from the top of Chof Zayin Amid Beis, Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. This is a question directed at Rav Nachman that was seen on Chof Vov Amid Beis. Umi Amrinon Behemo Balas Mum Kistuma Damya. Do we really say that a blemished animal is viewed as stuma? And for practical purposes, stuma would mean that you would buy ola sacrifices for the sake of the mizbeach during its downtime. Toshma, we have the following source, which will feature an issue of behemos that were set aside. And if you skip to the end of the framed section, the Gemara points out, my lav afilu balas mum. Is it not so that the halacha taught in this source concerning animals will apply even if the animal developed a mum? And what you see in the source is that the animals that had originally been set aside for a chatos, for an ola, for a shlomim, that when they develop a mum, they too are treated as the original kind of animal that they were. A chatos would die, an ola would be offered as an ola. In other words, the animal would be sold. It has a mum, it's blemished, it can't be itself used as a sacrifice, but it would be sold, and the monies would be used for those specific purposes, and not linadova, not as a voluntary public ola sacrifice. Hence, we have a seeming question. The Gemara will respond to that. Now let's see the source. Toshma Ketzad Omru Ho'ish Megaleach Al Nezirus Aviv. The opening of this source is asking, how is it that a son can use his father's sacrifices or his father's monies that were set aside for the father's nezirus and then use them for his own, the son's? Now it's pointed out in Rashi that the continuation of the source, as we read Bizman Shoya, is not an illustration of the opening, but rather a large swath of the source is basically skipped over by Rav Hamnuna because he wants to get to his question immediately. So, and in order to get to the question, skipping of the interim material was necessary. So we continue reading in the source, recognizing that this is not an example of what the opening of the source said. So, Bizman Shehoya Aviv Nozir. We're reading with the Bach's Girsa. Of course, if you have the marked Gemara in front of you, you can see we've made it a little easier to read it. So, when the father of an individual was a Nozir, the Hifrish Aviv Mos Linezirusso Umes, and the father set aside money for the purchase of his Nozir sacrifices, and then that man died. The Omar, and the son after the father's death said, Hareini Nozir, Amanas Shagaleach Al Mois Abba. I accept upon myself Nezirus, conditional on the on my being able to use the monies that father had set aside. Ein ze megaleach almos aviv. In such a case, the son will not be able to use those monies for his own nazir sacrifices. Hoyulo mois stumim. If the monies that the father had set aside were undefined, they were not earmarked or specified for which monies used for which sacrifices, then yiplu l'nedova, then those monies will be used to purchase nedova, which are ola sacrifices for the Beis Hamikdash. Hoy solo behema mufreshes. If the father had animals that were set aside, it's pointed out in the Meforshim here in the commentaries that the animals were set aside, but they weren't specified which one is going to be a chatos and which one is going to be an ola. So you had three animals set aside. Chatos tomus, the animal that is fit to be brought as a chatos will die. Now, again, we're talking about a case where the man who had set aside the animals himself, he died. So the animal that's fit to be a chatos will itself be set aside to die. There's a concept that we've seen in the past called chatos shemesu baleo, where the owner of a chatos himself dies. The oral tradition dictates that his sin offering shall also be set aside, deprived of water and food, and die. Oila tikrav, the animal that would be fit to be used as an ola, it would be offered now as an ola, even though the owner is dead. Shlomim, yikrivu shlomim, the animal fit to serve as a korban shlomim, will be offered as a korban shlomim. The concept of an animal being set aside to die is limited to the chatos, and hence the ola can still be offered as an ola, and the shlomim likewise as a shlomim. Now, the source spoke about the man having behemoth mufreshes, animals set aside. My lav afilu balas mum. Is it not so that even if those animals developed a blemish, the same will apply? Rather, simply that the monies will be used. The monies that you get from selling the blemished animal will be used for an olam, for a shlomim, and the monies that would have been used for a chatas will be sent to the salt or Dead Sea for decomposition. Lo, that's not how to understand the source. Tamima, the source is speaking only about animals that remained blemish-free. Those animals that remained blemish-free, that which is fit as an ola will be brought as an ola, as a shlomim, a shlomim, and the animal fit to be brought as a chatos will be set aside to die. Avol, balas mum, kistumo damio, are you then suggesting then that a blemished animal that remains is viewed as stuma, which means it would be sold and used for the money's used for a purchase of an ola, my iria mos? Then why does the source itself speak about monies left by the father? The source spoke about monies that were defined, monies that were not defined. The source at hand spoke about mos stumos. Why speak about mos stumos? Lema, why not stay within the realm of animals and make a distinction as follows? Say, hoy solo behemo balas mum yiplu nadova. The source spoke about behemo that's not a bal mum, a blemish-free animal. However, if the father had left animals that developed blemishes, let the animals be sold and buy nadovas. Why, if you want to speak about yiplu nadova, does the source speak about monies? In fact, if you look carefully in the Rashi, you'll say, had the source spoken about animals that developed a blemish would be yiplu nadova, then certainly monies that were never designed to be offered themselves to begin with. The Gemara says, hachinami. In fact, when the source makes reference to mos, it really is referring to the bal mum. Balas mum lemai kedisha. When an animal develops a blemish after it was dedicated to be a sacrifice, what is its sanctity designed for? The dummy. It's designed to be sold. You get cash in return and use the cash for buying sacrifices. Well, dummy, hainu mos. Dummy, money value, is what the source spoke about when it mentioned mos. In effect, they're one in the same. So that the reference to mos, stumos, yiplu l'nadova, applies equally to behemos balas mum, would be considered like stumos and be used for nadova. So that what Rav Nachman said back on Daf Chov Vav Amid Beis, that a behemos balas mum is kistumo, is still true. And the source doesn't present any question to that. The reference to mo'os in the source contains within it the baal mum, because the baal mum is a blemished animal itself designed to be sold for money. Mosiv Rava. Once again, we have a challenge to Rav Nachman back on Daf Chof Avon Beis, the same type of question. In fact, the question is going to be phrased by the Gemara after this very long source in the very same way. So in effect, we have a repeat story, just citing a different source. Now, since you have marked Gemaras in front of you, let's take full advantage of the marvelous marking system and note that we have a long Tanaic source. If you skip to the end of the long Tanaic source on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, more than halfway down, you notice it says after the frame section, Kotoni Mias Behema. It said within this source. Now we have an arrow that refers you back to Chof Zayin Amud Beis, where the corresponding arrow indicating Chof Ches Amud Aleph appears, and in the source on Chof Zayin Amud Beis, on our Amud, it says that Yochelo Yotze Korban Oviv Bivehemo Shehifrish, Afilu Minakala Al Akala, Minachamura Al Chamura, etc. So reference is made in this source to Behemo. So the Gemara here on Chav Chesom and Aleph Remember where we said after the framed section, the source had made reference to Behemo, my lav afilu balas mum. Is it not so that the same would apply to the animals set aside by one's father that developed a blemish that you cannot, that the blemished animals do not serve a purpose of nedava? If you look at Rashi, just a few lines up from here on Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, Kotoni Mias Behemo, Shari Ein Odom Megaleach Al Behemas Oviv, Mai Taimo, Lav Mishum De Kimifu Reshes Damya. Even if the father had left animals that developed a mum, the son cannot use them. Is it not because it's like they were earmarked? And when reference is made to Behemo, my lava filu balas mum, is it not so that the same applies to an animal left by one's father that developed a blemish? The Gemara says, lo, tamimo, the halacha taught in this source concerning the behema is limited to a blemish-free animal. Avo balas mum, we continue reading on Chof Chesam and Aleph, if the animal had developed a blemish, then my kistuma damia. Do you want to say it would be like sosum, and you would be used? It would be used for buying olos. Well, then my iria dikotoni mos shifriv shaviv. Why does the source speak about monies that the father set aside? Listeni balas mum. Speak about animals that the father that had set aside and developed blemishes that they would be considered stumos. Why bother talking about mos, which would be more obvious? The Gemara answers the same way it answered our most recent question, Hochinami, Tilamai Chasio. In fact, when we speak about a Behemas Balas Mum, what is it destined for? L'domi, to be sold for cash. Well, domi, hainu mos. Money value is, in fact, what we mean when the source says mos. So the reference in the source to mos, shehifrishaviv, monies that were set aside by the father, includes Behemos balas mum. So the same type of, let's say, response that we saw already will be offered for this very long source. Now, why did we skip and read all of that? The answer is as follows. This long source contains a great deal of, we'll say, parenthetical information. For those of us who are using the Gemara markings system, you know very well that we try to distinguish between the main flow of the sugya and emphasize that which is pertinent to the main flow. Tangential information is often featured in other parts of the shas where there it is focused upon. Here, we don't have to focus. In fact, there's a note on the side that says that this is all found in Maseches Krisus as well. So, that having been said, we have to separate the forest for the trees so that we don't lose sight of things. That's why we skipped and read the response of the heart of the question and its response before getting into the entire text. We have a long brisa, and there are a number of markings that you'll find along the way. We've emphasized them on the side under the mivneheni. You'll see a squiggle underline introduces the word yachol. Could it be that lo yetzei, that you will not be able to fill your requirements, etc.? And then you'll see a dashed underline highlighting the word avol, which is a word that would indicate a transition. Avol yotzei. So that the structure, the repetitive structure that you'll see here is, could it be that you don't fulfill in this way, but you would fulfill this other way? And to each time, the Gemara will cite a pasuk to suggest not so. A double underline is used to highlight the key words behema and mo'is. You'll see a dashed underlining highlight the expressions either sheharei or shekain, which is essentially here just to make the reading a little easier. Now, the Gemara. Mosiv Rava. Rava cites a source that opens with a word korbano. There are multiple citations of the word korbano that you'll see along the way. This is a reference to the word korbano that appears in Vayikra Perek Dalid, where the Torah discusses a sin offering brought by a nasi, which is a male goat offering. A Nasi is a king who sins. He has a specific type of sin offering, a male goat. A private individual that brings a sin offering has a choice of bringing either one of two female animals, a she-goat or a female sheep. In each one of the parshios, the word korbano appears, and it is darshan. It is used as a source for the halachas found in this source. So there are numerous words korbano. The word korbano is repeated there in Vayikra Perek Dalet. So the Gemara says, korbano, but korbano hu yotze, a person fulfills his sin offering requirements through his own sacrifice. Veino yotze bekorbanoviv. He doesn't fulfill his sin offering requirements through his father's sin offering. So that if one's father had sinned and set aside a sacrifice because, let us say, he ate chelev, a forbidden part of an animal, that one who eats it unwittingly has to bring a korban chatos. So if one's father had violated, had sinned in an unwitting fashion and set aside a korban, the son cannot use that to fulfill his own sin offering requirements. Well, yochol lo yetze b'korban shalaviv shehifrish min akala lachamura o min achamura lakala. Could be that when the Torah limits the father's korban vis-a-vis the son, that's only if the father had set it aside for a kala, means a light level offense, and the son wants to use it for a serious level offense, or vice versa. So since there's that discrepancy, and as what's considered a light level offense and a severe level, that you can look in the commentaries and see that what they are. For our purposes, the specific examples are not crucial. Just realize there are two grades of sins that warrant the bringing of a sin offering. So where there's a discrepancy between the son's level and the father's levels, we say the son cannot use the animal set aside by his father. Avol, yotzei b'korban shifrish aviv, min akalo ala kalo, min achamura ala chamura. Maybe a son could use his father's animal that was set aside for a similar level offense. If the father had violated something of a serious level, so the son would be able to use it for his own serious level offense. Talmud Lomar, korbano, korbano. The word is repeated a couple times, and the Torah is here to emphasize, b'korbano yotze v'enu yotze b'korbano shalavav. Only through your own sin offering do you fulfill your requirements, not through your father's. Yachol, it could be that lo yetze b'korbanoviv b'vehemo shefrish. Maybe the limitation is on the son is only to use the father's animal sacrifice that was set aside. Afilu min hakala akala umin achamura ala chamura. Even if they happen to be the same level type offense. Sharei ein odom migaleach al behemas oviv benezirus. There's precedent for this type of restriction. If a father had accepted upon himself nezirus and set aside an animal, or set aside animals for his own nezirus conclusion, the son cannot use his father's animals. So we see this concept of exclusion of son from use of father animal sacrifices. Avol, maybe though, yotze b'mois shehifrish aviv, afilu min hachamura ala kala, u min hakala ala chamura. If a father had committed an offense, whatever level, severe level or minor level, and the son had likewise committed an offense of an opposite type level, that the son could use the monies that the father had set aside for his offense, namely for the purchase of sacrifices. Here, notice we emphasize with the double underline mos. We're talking now about cash set aside by the father. Can the son use that? And there's a basis for suggesting son's use of father's cash. Sharei odom migaleach al mois aviv benezirus. We continue at the top of Chof Ches Amar Aleph. Bizman shehein stumin velo bizman shehein mefuroshin. If a father had set aside monies, did not define the monies, and you have a father and son who had been Nazirim. They were Nazirim at the same time. And the father died, leaving undefined monies. The son, Odom Megalech, means this, the word Megalech literally means shades, but it's a reference to the conclusion of the Nazirus period. the son can use the father's undefined monies. So maybe in general for sins committed by the father and money set aside, the son can use those monies for his own, namely the son's own offenses for the purchase of the korban chatos. Talmud Lomar korbano. No, even in that case, the son cannot use the monies that his father has set aside. Here, we're departing into a new train of thought. Up till now, we were talking about son using father's items. So, granted, a son cannot use even the monies set aside by the father, even if it's a same level type offense. But a person maybe can use his own sacrifice that he set aside. Mina kala la chamuro, mina chamura la kala. Let's say a person had committed two offenses. He committed a chamur offense and set aside a sacrifice, a sin offering, and then committed a lower level offense and wants to use that animal that was set aside previously for the higher level, for the lower level, or vice versa. Talmud Lomar, no, you can't do that. Korbano al chatoso. The pasuk is very limiting. Achihe korbano lushum chatoso. Until the animal is used for that same type of offense for which it originally was set aside. Even though it's your own issue. It's your own, let's say, your own two offenses. Well, yachol lo yetze bevehema shehifrish la'atzmo. Afilu, we're using the gears of the Ranchburg, and you can see what the marked Gemara is, how we've written that in between the lines. It could be, though, that a person cannot use his own animal that he has set aside, even for, again, we're talking about a person that had committed two offenses. He set it aside originally for one offense, and wants to use it now for another offense. And they're on the same level. That's what he means here. Afilu min akala la kala, o min achamura la chamura. Min akala ala chamura, o min achamura la kala. So any of these, let's say, transfer use of animals is not accepted. Shekein im hifrish behemo al hachelev vehevi al hadam. We know that if a person set aside an animal for having eaten unwittingly, b'shogeg, he ate chelev, and he set aside an animal for that sin, and then he had eaten dam, blood of an animal, which is also forbidden and requires a chatos sacrifice. And he uses that animal that he had set aside for the chelev consumption for the dam offense. So, ala dam, vevi ala chelev, or vice versa. Share lo mo'al velo kiper. In, let's say, the misuse of the animal, you set it aside for chelev, and you end up bringing it for dam. That's not considered a me'ilah sin. And since it's not considered a me'ilah sin, it doesn't have the power to offer atonement. You have this, we'll say, this interplay between the presence of me'ilah and the possibility of achieving atonement. We take a look at Rashi, who makes references to some fundamental ideas in the realm of Mi'ilah on the third narrow line, Sharei lo mo'al, lefishu kedushas aguf. Here we were speaking about an animal. It has inherent sanctity, as kedushas aguf. And since it has inherent sanctity, you cannot remove it from its sanctity. You can't be motziat l'chulin. In other words, a standard mi'ilah, when we speak about mi'ilah, the violation mi'ilah, we generally speak about something that when you violate its sanctity and use it for personal benefit, the item leaves sanctity, becomes mundane. But something that has kedushas haguf, it can't leave its level of sanctity. It remains where it is. Lefikach lo kiber. And since it doesn't become chulin, it can't serve as atonement for the other for the other offense. Ucharamrina beperek basu decreases to kiven de lo motzi moil, since there's no potential for me'ila, kipuri nami lo mechaper, it can't offer atonement either. Well, let's continue in our Tanaic source. Avol, transition now to money. Avol yotze b'mois. Shehifrish l'atzmo. Let's say a person committed an offense. He ate chelev, and he didn't immediately dedicate an animal, but set aside money for the purpose of a sin offering purchase. So he set aside money. Min ha'kalo l'kalo, min ha'chamura l'chamura. Min ha'chamura l'kalo, min ha'kalo l'chamura. Can a person use monies set aside for one offense to atone through the purchase of an animal for another offense? Shekein im hifrish la'atzmo mo'is al ha'chelev ve'hevi al hadam. Let us say a person had eaten chelev and set aside money because of that sin. And then he happened to eat dam. He ate dam, and he needs to bring a sin offering for the dam. So he takes the monies that he set aside for the chelev and now brings it for the dam. Or the other way around, al hadam, he had set aside money because of the blood offense, and he wants to bring it for having eaten chelev. Sharei mo'al v'chiper. We know that if you do that, if you take money that you set aside for one kind of, or one specific offense, and you buy an animal and offer it for a different offense, you have been mo'al. You used the monies that were used for one to buy monies dedicated for purchase of sin offering for one offense and use it for another offense. It's as if you were moitziat lechulin, and as a result you're violating mi'ilah, and since you violated mi'ilah, we say that you can achieve, it might sound a little ironic, because at the same time that we say you're in violation of mi'ilah, you're also able to achieve atonement through the korban that you bought. Talmud Lomar al chatoso ad she korbono l'shem cheto. Even when it comes to money that you set aside for a specific offense, we know that if you use it to atone for another offense, it will work, but you're not supposed to do that. The monies that you set aside must be used for the specific offense that for which they were set aside. A lot of details were covered in this source. However, we have to focus on the main point. Katoni miha behema. This source spoke about animals. If you look in the Rashi, Katoni mihas behema, sharei ein odom megaleach al behemas oviv. We said that if a father had set aside an animal for his own offense, the son cannot use that animal to atone for his own son's, for the son's offense. And then we cite it as a reason for that, because a person cannot use, in the case of Nazirus, if the father had set aside animals for his Nazirus purposes, the son cannot use them. So it mentioned behema in this source. And as Rashi says, we started the Rashi, we read again, Kotoni mias behemo, sherei ein odem megaleach al behemas oviv. A son cannot use his father's nozir animals. My time olav mishum dekemefureshes damyo. Is it not so that the son cannot use his father's animals? It's because the father's animals were considered defined. The chatas for his chatas, for his nozir, his chatas nozir, and everything was considered defined, and thereby excluding the son. My lav afilu balas mum. Is it not so that the same would apply to the father's animals that developed a blemish? So we see here an equation made between an animal that's a blemished, that's a balmum, with an animal that's not been blemished. And that would represent a challenge to Rav Nachman, who wanted to categorize behemos balasmum as stumos, as something undefined. Because if a behemos balasmum that the father left would be considered stumin, we know that when a father leaves monies that are not defined and dies, the son is able to use those monies. Mo'ez stumin, we know a son can use that were left by the father. And yet the source speaks about a behemo not being allowed to be used, and we're assuming right now the son cannot use even the father's behemo, balas mum. Well, that would be a challenge to Rav Nachman back on Daf Chov Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, lo, the source that speaks about the limitation of son's use of father's animal, that is a behemo that's blemish-free. Tmimo, tom, or tmim means blemish-free. The Gemara asks, avo balas mum mai kistuma damyo. But if the animals left by the father would have been blemished, are you saying then it's like stuma? Which would mean then that the son would be able to use those animals for his own nazirus purposes? My iria de kotoni mo shifri shaviv. Why then does the source lapse into the monies that his father, that a person's father left? Lisni balas mum. The source could have stayed within the realm of animals and said that the son's exclusion is only if the father left tumim animals, blemish-free animals. But if the father left a behemo that's sasum, then the halacha would be different. Then the son would not be excluded. So why didn't the source teach thusly? Hachi nami. In fact, the source did make reference to balas mum. It didn't. You might not see it in explicitly in the words, but it's referenced. The lamai chazia. What's a behemoth balas mum destined for? What's it fit for? Ladomi. It's fit for its value, meaning it's sold, and in exchange you receive cash. Well, domi hainu mos. Cash is the term domi means sold for cash, is what the source means when it says in the source mos. And hence, when the source said sharei odom megalech al mois aviv benezirus v'zman shein stumin, that covers the case of a behemo balas mum that the father may have left, so that the source was thinking that regarding other sins as well, when a father leaves money that he had set aside for a sin, the son maybe should be able to use those monies, because we find precedent for a son using father's monies when they're stumos. And in saying that, we include the son using the father's stumos animals that were balois mum, that developed a blemish as well. And with that, we're able to preserve Rav Nachman's contention that a behemoth balois mum is considered sosum, with all the ramifications that apply to stumos. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.